News, sports, information, and your favorite music. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davey.
Thank you. Good afternoon, or make that good evening. I was used to the Saturday afternoon deal at Suco. But no, we are here at Sydney High School in a fairly quiet gym at this point, but hopefully it'll start rocking fairly soon as the Section 4 Class C tournament gets underway tonight. We have a number of local teams playing home games, and the one we chose is one that's very familiar. That is Sydney and Oxford. Oxford comes in with a 9-7 record, Sydney with a 10-6 record, and the finalist in the Mid-State Athletic Conference Basketball Championship Saturday, losing to Utatigo 43-39, having a 37-32 lead late in that contest. And Utatigo did what Utatigo has been doing, playing strong in the fourth quarter and winning their first MAC championship and their first league championship since the old Sus League days, where they actually had the first one ever at Hartwick College in 1984 when they upset Windsor to win it all and stay undefeated at that point in the year. They actually, trivia-wise, they wound up losing in the finals that year to Union Springs in the Class C Championship, their only loss of the 1983-84 season. But we're in 2011-2012, and Sydney is one of the teams hosting games tonight. They host Oxford. Utatigo is the number 2 seed. They're hosting Green. Bainbridge Guilford is the number 8 seed, and they are hosting Union Springs. And as I look at the top seed, I see Groton, the team that Sydney just was able to squeak by on Groton's home floor last year. But they are back, powerful, with a lot of great returning players, and they are the number 1 seed. Utatigo will be chasing them down. And we start our broadcast with the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show on WCDO, and it's brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, with all your transportation needs, including daily rentals, plus expert service department, and their phone number is 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes Tim Davis and the Oxford Blackhawks, Mike Brzee and the Sydney Warriors, as well as their players and fans, the best in tonight's ballgame. Our broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports. We've got our rights granted to us by Section 4. That means any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. We have that permission and will gladly upload this game for all time in the archives of WCDO Sports On Demand. We'll tell you more about that as we get going. We're about 14 and a half minutes away from getting this baby started, so stick around. It's the Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show before Sydney and Oxford boys do battle for the third time in 4 weeks. Live on WCDO.
Cork O'Hara invites you to experience the difference when you shop for your next car, truck, van, or SUV at Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. We are so confident in the quality of our vehicles at Chambers and O'Hara that we will give you a lifetime engine warranty on any vehicle. That's right, a lifetime engine warranty. So stop by and see Cork, Ron, Doug, and Witt today for the best deal on your next vehicle. And Eli Kelly will assist you with all of your financing needs. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Call 563-4311 or check us online at chambersohara.com. Some restrictions may apply on lifetime warranty.
That's a weird-looking GPS.
It's actually a McDonald's Filet-O-Fish finder. Its one and only job is to find tasty, delicious, one-of-a-kind Filet-O-Fish sandwiches. It hones right in on that delicious tangy tartar sauce and melty cheese, getting closer by the second.
I need to get one of those.
Now you'll find two Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $3.33. Or one Filet-O-Fish and a large fry, also just $3.33. Prices and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Price of single item posted on menu board.
My wife was kind enough to tell me that I have a little problem sharing.
So I suggested that he start by sharing the one thing he cherishes the most, McDonald's Chicken McNuggets.
It was tough, but I got 20 Chicken McNuggets for just $4.99 and one by one doled out those tender, juicy nuggets. One for them, two for me. One for them, three for me.
See, Larry, doesn't sharing feel good?
Yeah, one for them, four for me. One for them, a few more for
McDonald's Chicken McNuggets made with white meat. With 20 for just $4.99, it's the simple joy of sharing. Prices and participation may vary.
At NBT Bank, we think you're number one. For over 150 years, NBT Bank has been delivering the best in community banking. That commitment has resulted in some of the highest customer satisfaction ratings in the country. And it continues through our active support of every community we do business in. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit nbtbank.com or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank. Member FDIC.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Okay, once again, we've got high school basketball, but now it is the second season. Saturday's games, didn't matter who won, who lost, but all four teams were going to be coming back for Tuesday and Wednesday first round Section 4 playoffs. And we'll paint that whole picture for you. We'll do it before the game, and we'll also do it during Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report, what I did not have with me on Wednesday, or on Saturday afternoon. So I'm just making sure that my Unitego connection is going to be alive and well for updates. And I don't have a BG person giving updates. I probably should have done that. Let's hope that we do get those updates, because that's probably going to be a nail-biter, Bainbridge, Guilford, and Union Springs. To go through the boys' bracket real quickly in Class C, Groton's the number one seed, and they host the MAC team, Unadilla Valley, who has nobody over 6 feet 1 inches tall, and played some teams tough this year. So we'll see what Unadilla Valley might be able to do against Groton. Of course, that game at Groton, all these games at 7 o'clock. BG is hosting Union Springs. That's the 8 versus 9 seed. Watkins Glen is the 5 seed. They're playing at their league opponent, Odessa Montour. No stranger there. They play in the league anyway. Marathon is hosting Lansing. Marathon is the 4 seed. Lansing is the 13 seed. That is the upper bracket. The lower bracket has Elmira Notre Dame of the 3rd seed hosting Tioga. END 15-2. Tioga 8-9, and these are records as of a week ago. Moravia is the 6th seed. They are hosting Thomas Edison. And then we've got a pair of MAC teams going at each other. Sydney is hosting Oxford, and Unitego is at Green. So obviously, in the bottom of the bracket, if Sydney wins and Unitego wins, they face each other for a third time Friday night at 7 o'clock at Unitego, and a lot of people I know are hoping that that happens. Now let's see. Oh, okay. Well, I already found out that the Green Unitego game is going to start a little late, because Green did not show up to Unitego until 6:45 to the school, so that one will be a little bit later. Hopefully Green will be able to shake off the travel bug, as they, you know, it's not easy to warm up in the wintertime and everything. I don't care how warm or cold it is at this time of year. You're still traveling. You still got to get out of that bus. You still got to stretch and do everything you got to do. Green had started out the year with a very good team and kind of tapered off. They were able to sneak into the tournament as the number 15 seed with an 8-9 record. So let's talk about Sydney and Oxford a little bit. I won't have updated stats for you, but I've got things that'll give an indication of what's going on. First of all, we know that a week ago, Sydney and Oxford played for the second time in a very short time as the MAC semifinal. And in that game, Sydney got out to a good lead at 13-5 and held on to win 46-38. The last time they played, it was a 45-44 final, and Sydney had a 7-point lead late in the game and held on to win by 1. Personnel-wise for Oxford, they brought up 3 sophomores, one of which may see some action, according to the coaching staff, and that is Cameron Heggie. And if the name Heggie, H-E-G-G-I-E, sounds familiar, because he is the younger brother of the twins, Jackie and Julie Heggie, who are on the MAC runner-up Oxford Lady Blackhawks team. Matt Moore is called up as well. He's a sophomore. He's the younger brother of senior Ryan Moore. And their mom keeps the book here, just for the record. And Jeff Lawton is another sophomore. He got called up, so we've added their names. Now, one name we had to take off, and that is Caden Izzard. He did not play in the first round of between these two teams. He did play some in last week's game was not 100%. Well, he is not here tonight, so he will not be a factor. And Coach Tim Davis is set with some sophomores he has brought up. And, of course, he's got his son, Kevin Davis, as an eighth grader who will see and has seen a lot of action since he's been called up to the varsity. So there's youth personified in this team, although Justin Schrey and Ryan Moore, who are starters, they are seniors, as is Eric Dilfer, and those three were starters the last time I was here anyway. Andrew Golden, a 6'4 junior who has a ton of potential, and I got to see that the first time they played. Not enough of it, but I could see it there with some of his moves and, of course, his agility around the basket. He'll probably also be starting. Last week's game, the high score was Golden with 16 points, including 2 3-pointers. Justin Schrey had 9 points. And let's see, Kevin Davis had 7. So there was scoring. It just wasn't enough with only 38 points. They did outscore Sydney in the middle two quarters, 21-16, and got back into the game mathematically, trailing going into the fourth quarter by 3, and then Sydney won going away 46-38, and shot 12 for 16 from the foul line. So these two teams are very familiar because they played each other twice in the last 3 weeks, so they know what. There's not going to be any real secrets. We'll see if Sydney can shake off that fourth quarter rust that they had against Unitego, and there's nothing that will do that like a home game, or at least in theory. We're going to take another break. When we come back, hopefully we've got a national anthem singer. I didn't see anybody stepping forward to volunteer, but we usually do here. And then we'll have the announcement of the starting lineup. That'll all be coming up as we get ready for Section 4 Class C first-round action. Sydney hosting Oxford in a boys' game. We'll talk about tomorrow night a little bit, and we'll talk a little bit more about Sydney as we continue with live Section 4 playoff basketball on WCDL.
This winter, let Marabito keep life warm. Marabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is a full-service facility with residential garbage collection, roll-off, and dumpster service. Plus, they accept construction and demolition debris. They also carry bulk road salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, 122 Valley View Road, just off Route 7, a quarter mile west of Sydney. Call 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
For more information on our products and services or to pay your bill online, please visit us at www.wasterecovery.com.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley, just off Route 8 in Sydney, proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind area fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you are a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and softwoods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half a mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Thank you. Welcome back. Greg Davey here, courtside, or almost courtside at Sydney High School. They got a sign here that says Make History, and I'm not sure if there's a direct link on that or not. On the other side, it says We Love Our Seniors, so maybe it's generic school spirit being shown here. That's nice. And more new banners have shown up here at Sydney, including the 5 state championship banners, 3 for boys basketball, 1 for field hockey, and 1 for football. And then all the Mac and Sussley champions of recent memory. So that's great. Well, we are about 2 minutes away. And again, I do not see anybody with the quest to sing the national anthem, but I'm sure there will be something that will be put in place. They may probably do have a generic version. But Oxford has Golden, and these are just MAC games, 11 MAC games. Andrew Golden leads with 19.8, Justin Schrey at 8.4. Ryan Moore, Eric Dilfer, and Kevin Davis are all between 5 and 6. Plus, they average 52 points as a team. Sydney averages, I believe, even less, but we know their top scorers are normally Damian Zimmer, Brandon Walters, and Billy Kozak, although Mike Ward has had a couple of high-scoring games recently. Their top rebounders are Matzel, Zimmer, Cruz, and Ward. Their top three-point threats are Kozak and Walters. And their top assist guys are Bill Kozak and Damian Zimmer. They lost in frustrating fashion on Saturday to Unitigo after leading 37-32. In that game, we had 5 lead changes. We had 5 ties, the last one being at 37. And then that's when Kellen Kamenda hit a three-pointer. Tyler Butler hit consecutive baskets. Travis Woods had a dunk, and Phil Young's had a key basket. So that's where that was. And, you know, Sydney, is in the paper, Mike Brzee said, a lot of people didn't even expect us to get that far. So he's proud of what his team has been able to do. And this would be pretty much the only home game they can get in sectionals unless Green pulls off an upset against Unitigo. Because any other team they play is most likely going to be higher in seed. Or lower in seed, higher depending on the way. 6 is higher than 7 in this case. So, looks like Mr. Vibbert is going to be doing his Section 4 sportsmanship. So we're going to step away last time. And when we come back, we will have the announcement of the starting lineup. Stick around. It is live Section 4 playoff basketball on WCDO.
It's cold outside, and Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney is here to make sure it doesn't get cold inside. You can count on Superior to properly install and repair your furnace to keep your family warm all winter. Kirk also installs and services boilers, hot water heaters, and air conditioners. Not to mention air duct cleaning, plumbing, electrical work, home repairs, and emergency service too. Stay warm this winter. Call Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney today at 349-0831. That's 349-0831.
We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
A.O. Fox Hospital of Oneonta is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. A.O. Fox has been caring for families in the Tri-County area for over 100 years and is proud to feature the same technology as some of today's leading cancer centers. A.O. Fox supports high school sports on WCDO and wishes our local teams the best of luck.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Justin Schrey.
Oxford.
A 5'11" senior, number 15, Ryan Moore. A 6'4" junior, number 24, Andrew Golden. A 5'9" junior, number 30, Paul Wanka. And a 6'2" senior, number 42, Eric Dilfer. And the head coach of the Oxford Blackhawks is Mr. Tim Davis.
So a Trey Moore, Golden,
and Wanka, now the starting lineup for your Sydney Warriors. A 6-foot junior, number 11, Damian Zimmer. A 6-foot junior, number 14, Mike Ward. A 5'5" sophomore, number 21, Billy Kozak. A 5'11" junior, number 22, Brandon Walters. And a 6'3" junior, number 44, Joe Messel. And the head coach of the Sydney Warriors is Mr. Mike Brzee.
All right, I had to get down off my perch this time, but that was kind of cool. So no surprises in either starting lineup. When we were here the first time about 3 weeks ago, that was the same starting lineups. Everybody for Sydney pretty much healthy. Everyone that's on the roster for Oxford, same deal. At halftime, we'll go over all of the brackets for C and D and maybe a little bit of B during the Maravito Energy Products Halftime Report. So settling in here, and glad that you're with us. Section 4 basketball, there seems to be nothing like it. I know every section in the state and every section in the country says it, but there's something magical about these Section 4 playoffs for basketball, boys and girls basketball, year in and year out. The winner of this game to play the winner of Unitigo Green, and we are ready to go. Golden and Matzel, and they are no doubt playing for a defensive tap. But Sydney wound up getting the tap. All right, so Matzel out jumping Golden, and Damian Zimmer lost it for a bit on his first drive to the basket. So Sydney will stay patient outside. Matzo with a 15-footer off the mark. Rebounded by Eric Dilfer, the 6'2 senior. Quickly up ahead to Andrew Golden. He gets players up off their feet with a fake, and he wound up scoring the basket with no foul. So good job by Andrew Golden to get Oxford on the board first. And we have to tell you that Sydney is going to my left in the first half, Oxford to my right. That'll switch at the half, of course. Mike Ward had a very good game offensively against the Unitigo Spartans. Team high 14 points in that game. Matzel at the foul line. Well, they give him the spot to shoot. Why not take it? My goodness. It was an agonizing wait for Sydney fans to see what was going to go on with Joe Matzel. Andrew Golden backed off, gave him room. Golden, or Dilfer, inside found it hard to hang on to, so he kicked it back out. Ryan, it's Justin Schrey. To Andrew Golden to the right. He's double teamed. Walters sprung that ball loose, and Damian Zimmer with a recovery. So with 6:38 to go, it's a chance for Sydney to take their first lead. Kozak waiting for the screens to take hold. Inside Mike Ward. The fake. And by the time he shot it, Andrew Golden was back in place for the block. If Ward had shot it initially, he would have gotten at least a clean shot off. 2-2 tie. The stop by Moore over Schrey, rather, off to Ryan Moore. Missed it. Golden had the rebound, and then Mike Ward knocked it out of his hands. Active defensive hands by Sydney players right now. Swinging it from left to right on the perimeter. Zimmer to Kozak at the top of the key. He's guarded by Justin Schrey. Trying to go around the screen by Matzel. It's not there. Matzel, top of the key. Swings to the left with the pass to Walters. Walters drives in, bounce pass to Matzel, broken up, but Walters gets it back. 6 on the shot clock. Walters is going to fire himself up a shot that was off the rim, or was not even on the rim, so that's going to be a possession, or a 35-second possession arrow into the direction of Oxford. Sydney will play man-to-man defense, put a little bit of pressure on the ball handlers. Whoa, and Justin Schrey almost traveled. Andrew Golden's guarded by Mike Ward. Hands it back to Schrey. Schrey around a screen.
And traveling will negate the basket. A slipping of the feet, I guess, by Justin Schrey. How he got the ball up to go in the basket, I don't know, but they're going to disallow that. And it's turned back over to Sydney. Both teams scored on their first possession since then, nothing. Kozak, who was held scoreless in Saturday's championship game, Kozak almost had a pick and roll with Matzel. Nice play by Walters inside to Matzel, and a late call that's going to take that away. Travel as well. Both teams have scored one basket. Both teams have had a basket wiped off the board by a travel. But it was a good pass from Brandon Walters as the double team came to him. Bounced it to Matzel. 4:37 to go, 2-2. This is right where Oxford wants to be. They want to keep it low scoring. Golden for three. It's short. Rebound Kozak. Up the floor he comes, 2-on-2. Bounce pass to Ward, and a foul as Justin Schrey knocks Ward over. It'll be the first foul called of the evening. Won't be the last, although I cannot guarantee that. Bill Kozak will inbound, looking for a screen. Walters gets the inbounds pass. Way out to Zimmer, calls the play. Around the screen is Matzel. He's guarded by Golden. Kicks it left to Zimmer. Slips through the defense. No good. Rebound Golden. And Damian Zimmer has happened on Saturday. A little too much action on the push. And I take that back. Not Zimmer, but Matzel. Joe Matzel, no secret that it's hard for him to stay in a game with the physical play that he displays. He will get in foul trouble, although he didn't do too badly on Saturday. He guarded Travis Woods pretty well. Here comes Paul Wonka driving in, and he and Walters were tied up. I thought it was alternate possession or a foul, but neither one. It went out of bounds. It will be Oxford's ball with a fresh 35, but hold on. The folks at the scorer's table are making sure on the reset, if there is a reset. And now the officials are going to confer, because it shows 35 seconds. Did it change possession at all? 3:53 left first quarter, 2-2 tie. And I'm sure fairly soon that the Unitigo Green game will start. Green arrived at Unitigo late. Andrew Golden with a nice catch and drive to the basket. Little flip, and the points are Andrew Golden's. Oxford back up 4-2. Around the screen comes Zimmer to the left side with a pass to Brandon Walters. Coming out of a down screen is Matzel to Kozak. Good man-to-man defense. Ward is open at the foul line, and he is still shooting very well. His first basket and another tie. Second tie of the game. 4-4, 3:16 left first quarter. Justin Schrey, sealed off by Billy Kozak to Paul Wonka. Now it's Golden. He's going to drive hard on the left. Nice dump off to Dilfer for an easy two. Nice play by the tall guys for Oxford. Golden to Dilfer. Dilfer's first basket. It's 6-4. Down to the under 3 minutes. Ward took a tumble on setting a screen. He's back up. Gets the ball. Shoots from the foul line again, and makes it again, and he's fouled. Mike Ward has caught a hot shooting streak. And will get a chance to give Sydney their first lead. The foul will be called on Eric Dilfer of Oxford. That's the second foul of as a team. Ward with a chance to break the 6-all tie, and he does. First lead for Sydney. 5 points for Ward. He takes up where he left off Saturday, shooting well at Succo. Same kind of mid-range jumpers. Inside, oh, the fake! Nice job by Ryan Moore. He got Joe Matzel up real quick in the air on a ball fake, and that's Matzel's second foul. So at the line comes Oxford's Ryan Moore. First free throws to be shot by Oxford. First shot is up. And good, we're tied at 7. In the regular season, Ryan Moore was 15 for 23, 65% from the line. Of course, they played a lot more than the 11 games listed here. This was just max stats. Fourth tie, but not a lead change. We stay at 7. Mike Ward rebounds the miss. Mike Cruz is now in the ball game for Sydney. Cruz kicks it back out after he gets his first pass off to Damian Zimmer. Zimmer double teamed, and he takes it and makes it from 8 feet. Zimmer, like several other opportunities for Sydney in the first half, just finding themselves with an open shot as the defenders try to get the players that Zimmer or whoever might pass to. Down to the two-minute mark. The stop and pop by Schrey. No arc, and it almost still went in. Rebounded again by Ward. 9-7, Sydney by 2. Top of the key for Ward. Swings it to the right for Zimmer. Zimmer to Kozak at the top of the key. Right back to Zimmer. Cruz sets a screen. Zimmer lost the handle a little bit. Got it back. Still swings the ball, but Justin Schrey comes out with it. Goes up and scores against a very closely guarding Brandon Walters. Justin Schrey's first points. 9-9. Kozak, top of the key. Well, he faked the shot. Passed to Ward, or Walters, rather. There's Cruz. Cruz is going to give it to Brandon Walters, then set a screen for Zimmer. 12 on the shot clock. Coming around is Cruz. Cruz bounce pass inside to Walters. Ball slips out. Touched last by Moore of Oxford. It'll be Sydney's ball with six. Six on the shot clock. 9-9 tie. 1:04 to go in the opening quarter. Kozak to an open Zimmer on the left baseline. He starts to drive in. Kicks it back to Ward from the foul line. Forced up the shot. Missed it. Rebound by Wonka. Way up ahead to Kevin Davis, number 33, the 5'11 eighth grader. Off his hands. And a break for Sydney, because that would have given Oxford the lead. Under a minute to go. 50 seconds, and it's 9-9 tie. We were tied at 2, 4, 6, 7, and 9 already. Walters stops at the foul line. Off to Ward. Ward starts to drive in. Now he turns around, and finds a home. Mike Ward with 7 first quarter points. 33 seconds to go, and it's 11-9 on top Sydney. Driving in is Schrey. Goes up, blocked by Walters, and that's a possession arrow. Good defense by Brandon Walters. It will be Oxford's ball. This is first possession arrow after the tap that was won by Sydney. Moore will inbound for the Blackhawks. Way up top for Schrey. Starts to drive right, guarded by Cruz. The stop, 17 seconds to go. Shot clock is turned off. Stolen by Zimmer. 13 seconds to go. Zimmer changes direction, goes up, and is double-teamed. There's a foul on one of those two, and I believe it's Wonka. Yep, Paul Wonka's foul. That's his first. And substitution number 34 is Cameron Heggie. He's a sophomore. He'll check in for Paul Wonka. It's his first varsity game. And we were told he would be the first sophomore off the bench. Bounce pass inside to Ward. Holding it up with 8 seconds to go. Zimmer. Zimmer going to draw it back in. Stops, pops, off the board. No good. Cruz going for it along with Schrey. And no chance to let loose from half court. So 11-9, Sydney by 2. We've ended a very quick first quarter. Section 4, Class D playoff basketball continues momentarily. Sydney up 2, 11-9 on Oxford. And you're listening to it live on WCDL.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season.
Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
First round Class D boys, Section 4 at Sydney, and the host Warriors trailed much of the first quarter. They now have an 11-9 lead. And Sydney has the ball to start the second quarter. Glad you're with us. We'll have this game archived on WCDO Sports On Demand. You can be sure of that. Mike Ward, Bill Kozak, Brandon Walters, Mike Cruz, and Damian Zimmer in the lineup to start the second quarter. Joe Matzell has two fouls, the only two called on Sydney. Kozak open for three, left side. Swish! And Billy Kozak ends a drought of four-plus quarters. Actually five, if you think about it, because he did not score at all in the Unitigo game at Suco. There's Golden trying to match him, and does! Andrew Golden for three. Well, the offense picks up ever so slightly, 14-12. Kozak taking his time, waiting for a screen, goes around. He's over on the right side. He'll try another three. This time it's off the mark. Rebounded by Ryan Moore of Oxford. And he outlets to Justin Trey. Quick pass up ahead. Almost stolen by Kozak. Heggy had the ball. Presence of mind to pass it back to Trey. Driving hard as Ryan Moore comes to a stop. Back to Golden with 20 seconds on the shot clock. Golden trying to drive on Zimmer. Kicks it across the key to Heggy left side. Nothing but net. So Cameron Heggy with his first shot, varsity action, gives his team the lead, 15-14. Back-to-back threes. Zimmer lost control of the ball, but still kept it in play. My, how that was amazing, because Andrew Golden had the steal all to himself. But Sydney with possession, but trailing by one. It was 14-9 moments ago. Cruz going to drive in, and an offensive foul called on Mike Cruz. He tried to get Andrew Golden out of position and was unsuccessful. So Paul Wonka checks in for the Blackhawks, replacing Ryan Moore. Tim Davis keeping a eight-man rotation going right now. They've got Dilfer, Heggy, Golden, Wonka, and Shrey. Oxford in their black with white and red trims. Oxford numbers and letters in white. The turnaround by Trey. Nice little flip up there. Justin Trey with his second basket makes it 17-14. Largest lead for the Blackhawks. They have scored the last eight in a row. Kozak drives in hard with a spin move on the left hand, and that's good. Kozak with 5 points in this quarter. Trey, a fall away, no good. Rebound Zimmer. Outlets to Kozak, 17-16, Oxford by one. Kozak up the floor, guarded by Heggy. Those guys will be matched up for the next couple of years. Another similar move to the hoop with the same spin. Didn't quite go in, but Bill Kozak draws the foul, and that will go, I believe, on Cameron Heggy. Let's see. Yep. So not only his first shot and first three-pointer, but it's now his first foul, and Kozak is at the line. Not successful on the first one. Looking to tie it. Had our last tie at nine. We've had two lead changes, and mission accomplished for Bill Kozak. He's got all six Sydney points in this quarter, and we're tied for the sixth time. Justin Trey lining it up for the left side. Passes into Eric Dill for the low post. And Mike Cruz does a good job defensively that time. Dilfer was touching the end line. So Cruz sealed them off enough. And Sydney has the ball. 17 all tie. Walters waiting and waiting and waiting. Now to Kozak at the top of the key. Over to Walters again. Cruz sets the screen. Walters doesn't even look that direction. Goes to Zimmer. Steps through the double team.
And la-di-da, he puts it in. I say la-di-da because that was some fancy footwork for Damian Zimmer. And our third tie, or excuse me, third lead change. Golden trying to bring Oxford back the lead. Missed the three-pointer. Good work by Dilfer to keep that ball alive. Oxford has another chance at it now. Across the key, Wonka to Heggy. Driving in is Golden. Dumps a pass off to Dilfer, and it's in for two. Eric Dilfer's second basket. Again, nice feed by Andrew Golden. He's got great court presence. We're tied again at 19. So, nip and tuck game. Sydney had a brief five-point lead. Oxford then scored 8 points in a row to go up three, where it's back tied at 19. Zimmer, the stop and the pop. No, off the back of the rim. Cruz and Golden going for it. Golden gets their first. The outlet to Schrag. 3:47 to go in the first half. 19-19 tie. Wonka through the double team into the corner. Up and good by Eric Dilfer. Good-looking shot by the senior. He's got 6 points. 21-19. Fourth lead change to document. 21-19. Oxford by two. Wow, Brandon Walters was wide open, didn't know it. Ward at the elbow, backing in. Oh, he traveled, but he got away with it. Cruz tried to hit Walters across the key. And it's deflected off somebody from Oxford. I really can't tell who that was. It'll be Sydney's ball with 15 seconds on the shot clock. Sydney's sub from Saturday that did so well, John Wingate, is into the ballgame now. He replaces Brandon Walters. He'll hand it off on the bounce pass to Kozak. Kozak, change of direction, running inside for Cruz through his legs, but Ward picks it up off the back of the rim, rebounded by Golden. In control, up ahead to Ryan Moore. Moore is sealed off there by Cruz. So in comes Sydney, looking to tie it up or take the lead. Kozak dribbling on the right side, waiting for somebody to move. Now there's Ward at the top of the key, to the left side for Wingate. Wingate back to Ward. Ward inside, the stop, the pop, and he's fouled. And for Oxford, that's Eric Dilfer's second. He is the first Blackhawk player to have more than one foul. That's five on him, or a five on the team, I should say. So Mike Ward at the line to shoot two. He had 7 points in the first quarter. Now he's got eight total. Sydney 3-for-4 in the early going. Cameron Heggy comes out. Did a nice job while he was in there. Justin Schrey returns, and Ward makes both. We're tied again at 21. 21 all, 2:24 to go in the first half. Second quarter has really flown by. In the left side for Andrew Golden. Dilfer tries to set a screen. Is he going to use it? No. Golden, the turnaround is no good. Rebound by Ward. Ward to Zimmer to Kozak. And up the floor comes Billy Kozak. He's on the right side for Sydney. Zimmer, Kozak, the pick and roll. And an illegal screen set by Mike Cruz, and that'll be two on Cruz. Substitution, Eric Dilfer comes out, and Kevin Davis checks back in. 5'11", eighth grader, has not scored. 1:55 to play. So Cruz will stay in there with his two fouls. They'll post it low to Golden. Backing up on Ward. The bank shot is no good. Gets it again. No, Wingate has it. Bounces it to Ward. Big break for Sydney. As Kozak tries to go wire to wire, can't hit the layup. Cruz with a rebound, but he got ripped out of his hands by Golden, and then retaliation time, and that usually means a foul, and that's what he was called on, his third foul. So the 6'1 junior will have to sit down, replaced by Jesse Snowden. Snowden, a senior, checks in. So Sydney with a smaller lineup right now. Mansell and Cruz combining for all five team fouls. So Snowden will guard Kevin Davis, the eighth grader. They all collapse on Golden as he's backing in on Ward. The stop and traveling is the call to wipe out a basket. Golden with 7 points leads Oxford. That would have broken the tie. We've had a few baskets waved off with traveling. Kozak comes up the floor. He's played the entire first half to Ward. Mike Ward to Kozak. Kozak change the direction. They move the ball over to Wingate. Wingate at the elbow. Back out to Ward. Ward out to Kozak. 11 on the shot clock. It's Zimmer with 7 on the shot clock. Zimmer's going to back in. The shot partially blocked. And recovery by, oh my God, John Wingate. A blind shot that went in. And that's the second time in 2Ks John Wingate's had one of those shake my head moment baskets. And Justin Trey returns the favor on the other side with 32 seconds to go. Tied at 23. We've had 5 lead changes. Didn't want that to go unnoticed. 9 ties. Unbelievable. 23 all. 20 seconds to go. And a foul called on Justin Trey. And that could come back to haunt him. That's Justin's second foul. And so with no further ado, Coach Davis will bring in Cameron Heggie, who made his first shot, a 3-pointer. That'll be memorable. So Wingate and Kozak and Zimmer, Ward, and Snowden in the game for Sydney with 13 seconds to go. Sydney tried not to be any worse off than a tie. Zimmer driving hard, goes up and can't hit it. Rebound Golden. 2 seconds to go. He's going to let it fly and not quite. So 23-23. Oxford has given Sydney everything they can handle and then some. And the foul trouble for Sydney with the forwards. So we've got a lot to talk about, not only there, but in the rest of the brackets. And looks like we've just got a word from Unitigo. It is 16-12 Unitigo with a minute 45 left in the first quarter. All right. Thanks for the update, Matt. All right. We'll take a break, come back, and give as many brackets as we can for Section 4 girls and boys playoffs. Stick around. It is Section 4 Class C playoff basketball with the score Sydney 23, Oxford 23, live on WCDO.
This winter, let Marabito keep life warm. Marabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat? Vanilla,
that's where Mang Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Mang Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Mang online at mangeinsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Mang is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Kemper, a Unitrin business, home office, Jacksonville, Florida.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine as a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. Huff Ice Cream is happy to be a part of live Tri-Town area basketball on WCDO. The friendly folks at Huff Ice Cream support local teams and wish them success. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Perry's, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's ice cream to area merchants and supermarkets. A proud family business for over 50 years, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney proudly supporting high school basketball on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
We're at Sydney, where Oxford and Sydney are embroiled in a 23-23 tie in the first round of Section 4 Class C playoffs. And it is the third time they've played in a very short amount of time, so they know each other very well, and it shows right now at 23-all. And it's time for the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report, sponsored by Morabito Energy Products, delivering you energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call 563-HEAT. That's 563-H-E-A-T. Waiting for that end of first quarter update from Matt Halfley up in Unitigo. And last we had 16-12 Unitigo with a minute 45 left in the first quarter. So mild surprise, I guess. And the scoring recap goes like this. Both teams with 23, so, and that does add up. Both teams are also spreading the wealth. Oh, wait, we've got an update. It is now 24-12 Unitigo at the end of the first quarter. So that sounds more like what should be happening, but until those last 8 points were scored, it looked nip and tuck, but again, still early first quarter after Unitigo and Green, or after Green was late arriving at Unitigo, they got off to a late start. We're already at halftime. Sydney has Mike Ward leading the way with 9 points. He is 3-for-3 from the foul line. Bill Kozak hit 6 points. He had a 1, a 2, and a 3 all in the second quarter for 6. Damian Zimmer, 2 baskets for 4. John Wingate, a basket for 2. Joe Matzell had an early basket. He had to sit down with 2 fouls. Mike Cruz came in for him and did not score. He sat down with 3 fouls before the end of the half. So all told, 8 two-pointers, 4-for-5 from the line, and 1 3-pointer for Sydney in that 23-point total. For Oxford, they are led by Andrew Golden with 2 two-pointers and a 3-pointer for 7. Justin Trey has 3 baskets for 6. Same thing with Eric Dilfer, 3 field goals for 6 points, and Cameron Heggie, who is playing his first varsity game. In his first shot, it was a 3-pointer, a successful 3-pointer. He's got those 3 points. Ryan Moore, 1-for-2 from the line for, and he's the only player to shoot at the line for Oxford. 8 2-pointers, 2 3-pointers, and 1-for-2 from the line. All right, 4.5 minutes to go. Gives me time to review. I talked about the Class C playoffs, and briefly, including for local teams, Unadilla Valley is 16, and they're at number 1 Groton right now. BG is the number 8 seed. They're hosting Union Springs, the 9 seed. Down on the bottom of the bracket, it's Unitigo leading 24-12 against Green after one quarter. They're the 2 seed. Sydney, of course, 23 tie with Oxford, 7-10. If Sydney and Unitigo win, they face each other on Friday. In the Class D boys, looking at local teams, Hancock, the defending Class D champions, are the 5 seed this year. They will host Milford. They're hosting Milford as we speak. Deposit is the 13 seed. They are at Edmiston. And those, Afton did not make the Class D tournament this year. For the girls, tomorrow night, Sydney takes the unenviable role of being the 16 seed playing number 1 Lansing. And probably with the youth on Coach Aldrich's team, they want to take advantage of every opportunity they can to play the better teams, and that will be the 16 seed Sydney taking on 1 Lansing tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, because I believe that's part of a doubleheader. Bainbridge-Guilford tomorrow night at 7 o'clock will be at Tioga, the 8 versus 9. Many times BG's been that higher seed. This time they're the lower seed, so they're at Tioga tomorrow at 7. Elsewhere, Oxford is 13. They are at Marathon. Oxford, the MAC runners-up this year, they are at Marathon, the 4 seed. Harpersville will be the place we take our seat tomorrow night for their game hosting Groton. Harpersville still unbeaten at 17-0, still number 1 Class C in the state, still finalists from last year. And they are hosting Grattan tomorrow at 7. We'll be on the air at 6:45 with the Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show. Unitigo is the 11 seed. They are at Moravia tomorrow night. And that's the local teams in Class C. And Class D, Hancock is the 9 seed and will play at Charlotte Valley, a.k.a. Davenport. The number one seed is South Courtright, and they have a bye. Morris is the 14 seed. They are at Worcester. Franklin, the number two seed, and this year's Tri-Valley champions, they also, like Unitigo, first time since 1984 as champions. So they are hosting Roxbury tomorrow at 6 o'clock. And I don't know if that is a fixed part of a doubleheader or not, but there are some games tomorrow night that start at 6 and some that start at 7. Some I see are travel-oriented. That's a no-brainer. Oneonta, by the way, number one seed in Class B girls, and they almost were stack champions this year. As far as Oneonta in Class B, of course, Norwich is the number one seed in boys basketball. Sydney can attest to that. They got beat against Norwich in the finals of the Norwich Tom Schwann tournament. Oneonta boys are seeded fourth. They have a bye and will play Waverly at Oneonta on Friday at 7 o'clock. Only the second time I've ever sneezed on the air. My goodness. All right, a minute to go. We'll take our last break. Get ready for the third quarter. Hopefully you're enjoying this one. 23 all. I know I'm enjoying it. This is good basketball. These guys are playing hard. Oxford with nothing to lose. Sydney has everything to lose if you think about it. But it's tied at 23, so we'll see what happens down the road. We'll take a break. It is the Morabito Halftime Report live, Section 4 playoff basketball on WCDL.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
All right, back to Sydney, where the Warriors get up with their starting five back in play. Same thing with Oxford. Oxford will have the ball to start the third quarter with Justin Schrey, Ryan Moore, Andrew Golden, Paul Wonka, and Eric Dilfer. Sydney with Bill Kozak, Damian Zimmer, Mike Ward, Joe Mansell, and Brandon Walters. Tied at 23, we had 9 ties in the first half and 5 lead changes. What does the second half hold for us? We'll find out right now as Justin Schrey tries to break the tie. No, he's going to pass out to Paul Wonka, to Andrew Golden, who will stop and hit from 16 feet out. Two-pointer. So 9 points for Golden. And yet another lead change. 26, and I take that back. That is a 3-pointer. I thought he was inside the line. They give him the 3. Second 3-pointer that he's hit tonight. 26-23. Zimmer to Kozak, looking at the left side for Walters. Instead, he goes to Mike Ward. As they change places, Ward at the elbow, short this time, rebound by Schrey. Schrey looks up the floor, passes to the left for Ryan Moore. Right back out to Schrey. 26-23, Oxford by 3. Moore passes out to Golden. Looks right, passes left to Moore. Schrey's trying to post up on Kozak. Interesting. And a backcourt violation. Somebody's going one way and the pass went the other. Wonka could not get back there quickly enough. So we'll see if Sydney can make that transition into a basket. But Oxford playing what most teams with success against Sydney have done, playing man-to-man. Ward out the top of the key. Couple of dribbles to the right for Zimmer. Zimmer likes to dribble left-handed. He stumbled a little bit, getting over the foot of Wonka. 14 on the shot clock to Matzel on the right. Matzel bounce pass to Walters. 9 on the shot clock.
Matzel outside, going to take an elbow jumper, short, and the long rebound comes out to Golden, who beats Matzel to the ball. 6:12 to go. Oxford, chance to grow on that lead. Inside, Dilfer against Matzel, and he scores. Eric Dilfer with 8 points. Good find by his teammate. 28-23, and that is the largest lead of the ball game for Oxford. Sydney led by 5 briefly at 14-9. Nearly a steal by Schrey. Bounce pass into Matzel. The fake, the shot, short. Rebound by Golden, who also blocked the shot. Now Oxford can stretch this out now. 28-23, outside is Wonka. Now Schrey looks to the left side. Kicks it out off the double team to Ryan Moore. Stolen by Zimmer. Zimmer keeps it in play. Hands it off to Bill Kozak. Kozak had a hot second quarter. He had 6 points. Zimmer guarded by Dilfer. 4 on the shot clock. Matzel out to Zimmer. Going to throw away up and the net. And that'll be the second. That'll be the second shot clock violation. But that seemed awful quick. That seemed awful quick to be that low of a number. And Zimmer did not get a good shot off. 28-23. Oxford by 5 and with the ball. Golden around the screen. And there's going to be an illegal screen set by Paul Wonka, according to the official. Now, Mike Cruz got that call against him in the first half on a very similar play. 28-23. Sydney trailing now by 5. Kozak. I thought about a one-handed pass to Matzel. Didn't happen. It's Mike Ward in the corner for Sydney. Down low to Matzel. Nice drive by Kozak, but it went off his foot. And it's turned back over. Sydney not very successful inside tonight at all. And where is the crowd tonight? My goodness, this is about as small a crowd as I have seen for a boys' game at Sydney all year long, and I've done a few of them. Don't know what the conflict may be. Whoa, not even looking. Dilfer started to go set a screen. Wonka started to pass to him. So off his noggin and picked up by Mike Ward, or Matzel rather. Joe Matzel's now got the ball near the foul line of the Sydney offensive end. Ward almost lost control. It's a little stop and pop for him. Missed it. Zimmer times it for the rebound but can't hang on to the ball. It's recovered by Wonka. So Oxford's dodged a couple of bullets and a chance for them to grow on that lead again. Dilfer might have gotten away with the travel off to Golden, and he's got a smooth shot. 2 points. He's got a game-high 12, and the lead grows to 7. Oxford is up 7, 30-23. Sydney looking for the first points of the half. Walters, he might have gotten away with the travel. Now a bump-in shot for Walters. He drew the foul. That's going to go on Andrew Golden, but that's only his first. So a chance for Walters to cash in on an extra point. That's his first basket, by the way. Brandon has not had good scoring nights the last couple of times. So that's only one foul on Andrew Golden. 3:38 to play. And the conversion by Brandon Walters. That's his first 3 points. It's 30-26. 3:34 to go in the third quarter. Driving in is Schrey, and he got some happy feet and mixed them up, and ball sprang loose. Damian Zimmer with a recovery. Sydney going to try to take advantage here. 30-26. They trail by 4. Kozak around a screen. At the elbow, passes to Zimmer. Zimmer double-teamed off to Walters. Walters fakes the shot, now goes to Ward. The turnaround, the fake, the shot, and it's good. Mike Ward with 9 points. That leads Sydney scoring 30-28. 7-point lead down to 2 now. Schrey, the jump stop. Whoa, off to Cameron Heggie. And now there's contact over on the sideline. Heggie, I think the crowd on the far side was saying the ball was out of bounds. Referee did not think so. And that's a timeout asked for by Coach Tim Davis. 2:46 to go. It's a short timeout. Oxford 30, Sydney 28. It's live Section 4 playoff basketball
on WCDL.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
We're back live at Sydney High School, where the Oxford Blackhawks have led the entire second half. Unitigo Green scored at the end of the first quarter. It was 24-12, and that was with Unitigo scoring the last 8 points of the quarter. It was a 16-12 nail-biter. 30-28, Oxford by two, and they have the ball. 10 seconds on their shot clock. Ryan Moore. Moore lost control of it, picked up by Brandon Walters. That's happened several times to Oxford in third quarter possessions. Hunter Sowersby in the ball game now for Sydney, replacing Bill Kozak. It's Zimmer from the elbow. Missed the shot, tapped by Matzel, but tapped into the hands. Oh, there's a scramble for the ball on the floor. Heggie picked it up. Zimmer almost had the steal. Now up ahead to Ryan Moore. Shot is deflected by Matzel, and that's going to be a foul coming the other way. And that's on Kevin Davis. That'll be his first. And substitution, Ryan Moore comes out. Paul Waka comes in. Sydney has Hunter Sowersby, Mike Ward, Brandon Walters, Joe Matzel, and Damian Zimmer, an all-junior lineup out there right now. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. 2 minutes. Walters, a hard move around a screen. It's open for a shot, but it's short. Rebound, Davis. Davis hands off to Justin Schrey, and Oxford wants to grow on that lead. They've stalled in their scoring. Golden for three, short. Rebound, Wonka, and he won't put it back up. He's going to start the offense again. A minute 35 to go. Long looping pass from Schrey to Golden. He's facing the basket. 12-footer, off the mark, rebound, Brandon Walters. Sydney has a chance to tie or take the lead with a minute 22. Sowersby at the point. Over to Brandon Walters on the left wing. Matzel at the foul line. Matzel holding the ball, now gives it to Sowersby. They swing it around to Walters. He's open for three, right side, missed it. Golden rebounds, long pass up ahead to Schrey. He's open for the layup, missed it, and Sowersby rebounds. Oh, Justin Schrey had a two-point gift. He heard footsteps. Hunter Sowersby did not stop hustling. Neither did Mike Ward. So a minute four to play. Bill Kozak comes back into the game, replacing Brandon Walters. So now it's Sowersby and Kozak, who aren't normally on the floor at the same time for Sydney. Different look. A little more guard play. Under a minute to go. Nice play underneath to Kozak, but he can't shoot the ball. He's caught in traffic. So his outlet pass somehow got through to Mike Ward. I thought there was a steal there. Kozak stops. Needs some help. Bounce pass to Sowersby. 41 seconds, 10 on the shot clock. Sowersby driving in. No, passes to Matzel, but the traveling call is going to take it away. We had a lot of that on Saturday, especially in the first half. Guys trying to... so overzealous trying to start a drive that they forget that they've got to dribble the ball first. Matzel forgot that. 30-28, 28 seconds left. Oxford with possession. Nice drive by Schrey, kicks it out to Waka. Now to Davis. Golden going to take a three, and it's off the mark. Pushed from behind by Paul Waka. That's going to bring Sydney the ball back with 16 seconds left. Wonka commits his third foul, and that was all. That was nothing but position. So, with 14 seconds to go, will Oxford keep the lead, or will Sydney tie it or take the lead? Kozak at the foul line. Now to Zimmer with six on the shot clock. Zimmer stolen away by Schrey, but hold on, he ran out of room on the side. It'll be Sydney's ball to inbound with 2.3 seconds to go, 30-28. He'll go to Zimmer. He'll fake. He'll shoot and scores! A two-pointer. Zimmer with the fake, how he had the patience to do that, I don't know. But we're tied again at 30. So the 7 points that Oxford scored in a row were answered by Sydney. It just took a while. And we're tied for the 10th time in the ballgame. 30 all tied going into the fourth. You're listening to Section 4 Playoff Basketball on your local sports leader, WCDL.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals. Route 7 Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Why continue to be a customer at an ordinary bank when you can become a member owner here? Make the move today and experience the credit union advantage for yourself. Sydney Federal Credit Union, member NCUA. There is a difference.
Sydney Federal Credit Union.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
We're back for the fourth quarter. What mystery, what drama will unfold here? Anything can happen, that is for sure. Oxford has played very tough against Sydney. The Warriors looking to win and advance. Oxford doing the same. You lose here, you're done. Sowersby for three, and it's nothing but net. Hunter Sowersby's first shot is a three-pointer to give Sydney a lead. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 ties. Justin Trey to Eric Dilfer. Handed right back off to Trey for three. And it's short. Rebound by Mike Ward. So it's Sowersby, Kozak, Ward, Zimmer, and Mike Cruz is into the ballgame to start the fourth quarter. He had three fouls back-to-back-to-back almost. Sowersby, bounce pass into Cruz. He was just able to hang on to it. The bank shot by Ward is no good. Oh, the back door or the up and down play, high-low, whatever you want to call it, was right there, but the pass just a little bit off for Mike Cruz. He saved it, though. But Ward missed the bank shot. 33-30. They pass down low into Golden. Golden puts the ball on the floor. Bank shot no good. Gets his own rebound. He's on the floor and out of bounds, according to the official. He gets up with a smile on his face, but I don't think that's a happy smile. 33-30 with 6:41 to go. Oxford with Wonka, Golden, Dilfer, Schrey, and Ryan Moore. All right, up the floor they come. Kozak. There is a foul somewhere. And that's Wonka trying to, Paul Wonka trying to push through the screen. That's four on Paul Wonka. And it's six fouls on, now get this, six fouls on Oxford. No fouls called so far on Sydney. Zimmer, who made that awesome two-pointer late in the third quarter, right to beat the buzzer, has the ball on the right wing. He drives through. He's traveling with the basketball. An extra little step. Referee caught that. Referees are picking up very well on travel tonight. 6:18 to play. Oxford still trails by three. Sydney has scored the last 10 points in a row. They trailed 30-23. They now lead 33-30. Wonka playing with four fouls. Passes off to Schrey. Schrey goes to Andrew Golden, who's now triple teamed. And his shot is good. Andrew Golden. A very tough angle. Got it to go, 33-32. And he's got a game-high 14 points. Nobody for Sydney in double figures, but they are balanced. Kozak has Golden guarding him. So there's a mismatch somewhere. Zimmer fakes the three, goes on Schrey, goes up underneath. Oh, he lost. No, he goes to Ward. The ball is free. Sowersby hustles in and gets it. 11 on the shot clock. Cooler heads prevailing right now for Sydney. Sowersby thought about a three. Kozak, Ward to Zimmer. I'm sorry, it was Cruz to Zimmer. Zimmer got the shot blocked. Now he makes the steal. And we'll start the offense again. Well, Zimmer had a shot blocked. He went back to play defense and then wound up playing defensive back with a steal. High post is Cruz. Cruz is going to zip a pass to the left for Damian Zimmer.
Zimmer stops over to the right side for Mike Ward. Ward is sealed off there by Dilfer. Three-pointer by Zimmer. It's too short. Rebound, Cruz, and it's going to be Sidney Ball. It was Mike Cruz and Andrew Golden hustling for that basketball. Touch last by Golden. It'll be Sidney's ball, leading by one with 4:52 to play. Boy, this game's lived up to the good hype that we thought it would. Hunter Sowersby's got a lot of time off the bench in this second half and has hit a three-pointer. Ward, one dribble now off to Sowersby. 20 on the shot clock. Zimmer open for three, but it's short. Cruz trying to save it, but it was partially blocked anyway. It'll be Sidney's ball. Golden tried to block out Mike Cruz, who was unaware that it was blocked on the shot. Inbounds it comes to Ward. 15 on the shot clock. Ward's going to drive high. He's going to pass back out to Sowersby. Sowersby drives in. Goes up. Scoop to the hoop. Missed it. Hit over by Schrey into the hands of Ryan Moore. Right back to Justin Schrey. Oxford can take the lead. Wonka driving in, and he's fouled in the act of shooting by Damian Zimmer, who commits his first foul. That's Sidney's first foul of the second half. And it'll meet for a two-shot foul with Paul Wonka, who has not scored, but he's certainly been active on the floor. And he is playing with four fouls. He'll get two shots here. This will be only the second time that Oxford has come to the free throw line. He'll miss this one, has a chance to tie if he can make this second one. Sidney has only shot one free throw the entire second half and have been to the line a total of six times themselves. So it's not like one team shooting a lot of free throws. This one's in and out. And it's rebounded by Mike Ward. The outlet to Billy Kozak with 4:10 to play. Kozak had put his head down and drive hard. He goes off to Damian Zimmer. Zimmer's double-teamed. Needs some help. Zimmer to Ward. 20 on the shot clock. High post to, or a high cut to Sowersby. Cruz is going to drive in. Shot is blocked by Golden. And the save by Ryan Moore. Good hustle by Ryan Moore, the senior. 33-32 again. It's another low-scoring game. I don't know if either team's going to get out of the 30s. Schrey along the baseline. They whip it around to the right. And Golden's drive misses. It's rebounded by Sowersby. Golden risking an offensive foul on that take to the basket. Clock down to 3:23. 33-32. Zimmer stops at the foul line. Off to Sowersby. Sowersby's going to drive. The hanging jumper is good. Hunter Sowersby is Mr. Offense in this fourth quarter for Sidney. He's got all 5 points. 35-32. Schrey left his feet. Pass back to Wonka. Now to Golden, who's guarded by Mike Ward. 22 seconds on the shot clock. Golden going to spin in. And he gets the ball stripped. And Cruz got the ball. Well, they tried to strip the ball from Mike Cruz, and it's Justin Schrey with the foul. So that's going to bring the seventh team foul for Oxford, and that means Mike Cruz will shoot 1-1. And the foul on Schrey, they say, is his fourth. I had him down for three. No matter, it's 1-1, and Cruz is up the line. He has not scored. Sidney, from the free throw line tonight, just 5-for-6. Oxford just 1-for-4. This is not really going to be decided at the line, I don't think. But the shot is up and good. Cruz with his first point. One of the better free throw shooters for Sidney. I don't have the active percentages here, but I know he was shooting about 70%. Waka back in the lineup, replacing Ryan Moore. 36-32. Sidney by 4. They've led by as much as 5. It's up, and it is no good. Golden rebounds for Oxford. And outlets to Justin Schrey. So Oxford looking to cash in somewhere. Schrey caught up off the baseline. Bounce pass to an open Dilfer. The shot is short. Rebound hit by Cruz and caught by Zimmer. Well, they double-teamed on Schrey. They gambled. Schrey, nice pass to Dilfer. Dilfer came up a little short on the shot. 2:23 left. Kozak to the right wing for Zimmer. Different lineup look in there for Sidney right now. Ward around a screen. Stops to Cruz. foul line shot is good. Mike Cruz with a big hoop at 2:07 left. And it's 38-32, Sydney's largest lead now of 6. And a timeout asked for by Coach Davis. Surprised these guys have not called more times out, but they do now. 1:59 to play, 38-32 Sydney. We'll be back with more Section 4 playoff basketball on WCDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Don't have the latest update on Unitigo. They were ahead at the half and are playing still in the third quarter. When we get that next update, we'll pass that along. A minute 59 to go here. It has been a game filled with ties and lead changes. The last tie was at 30. Now, they had a halftime tie at 23. Oxford scored the next 7 points to go up 30-23. Sydney came back and scored the next 10 points to go up 33-30. And they've extended the lead to 38-32. This is their largest lead of the ball game. No team is led by more than 7. All right, so with 29 on the shot clock, the inbounds pass comes to Cameron Heggie, who hands off to Justin Schrey. He's up there with Wonka, Golden, and Ryan Moore, who takes a foul line jump shot and makes it. Ryan Moore with his first field goal. He's got 3. It's 38-34 with a minute 40 left. Sowersby up the left side. Passed in the corner to Joe Matzel, who's in the ballgame now. Matzel needs a couple of dribbles. And off to Zimmer. Trying to keep that play alive. Matzel guarded by Golden. Matzel right back to Sowersby. He'll have to move good without the ball, or move well without the ball, I should say. Minute 16 to go. 6 on the shot clock. Zimmer drives in, lefty layup, missed it, out of bounds. It'll be Sydney's ball with 2 on the shot clock. And Brandon Walters will check in real quick for Sydney, replacing Joe Matzel. It's Kozak, Walters, Ward, Sowersby, and Zimmer. They got to shoot in 2 seconds. And the shot by Walters, no good. It's off. It did not hit the rim, so it is a shot clock violation. With a minute 7 to play, Oxford trails by 4, Sydney 38, Oxford 34, minute 7 to play. Both teams, both coaches have a lot of timeouts to strategize. Down to a minute. It is Moore again, this time from 3. Missed it. Rebound, Wonka, and he's fouled. Paul Wonka sprung up between two Sydney players, and Brandon Walters called for the foul, his first. Only the team's second. And Coach Mike Brzee looks like he wants timeout. I knew this was going to be happening because they've saved all their timeout for the end. 38-34 with 56 seconds left in the game. You're listening to Section 4 Playoff Basketball on your local sports leader, WCDO.
That's a weird-looking GPS.
It's actually a McDonald's Filet-O-Fish finder. Its one and only job is to find tasty, delicious, one-of-a-kind Filet-O-Fish sandwiches. It hones right in on that delicious tangy tartar sauce and melty cheese, getting closer by the second.
I need to get one of those.
Now you'll find 2 Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $3.33, or 1 Filet-O-Fish and a large fry, also just $3.33. Prices and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Price of single item posted on menu board.
My wife was kind enough to tell me that...
New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
For those interested, which means everybody in this gym, 47-35 Unitigo leads Green with 4:50 to go in the third quarter. Green is sticking around. So the winner of this game to play the winner of that game. Don't have an update on Oxford or the BG game, so... guess we won't get that tonight. That's all right. We're keeping the two hot games on this side of the bracket. on the air. 38-34. Paul Wonka guarded by Brandon Walters. He's going to drive in, kicks it over to Golden. Goes for three, but it's short. Rebound tapped out by Wonka. Golden again for three, but he misses. Rebound again by Oxford. This time it's Heggie. Now to Ryan Moore in a crowd. No good. Mike Ward springs up for the rebound. And he's fouled by Andrew Golden. My gosh, Oxford had three, four tries at that. Both teams hustling 100%. That's exactly what you have to see and have to deliver at this time of the year. 37.8 seconds to go, and Mike Ward is at the line. He's got 9 points. His team leads by four. Ward's a lefty shooter. It is up, and it is good. Well, that's the first guy to hit double figures for Sydney. Ward with 10. His team leads by five. Second shot is good. And predictably, Mike Brzee wants a timeout. I totally understand. 40-34, Sydney by six. There's 37.8 seconds to go. You're listening to Section 4 Playoff Basketball on your local sports leader, CDL.
This winter, let Marabito keep life warm. Marabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Greg Davey back at Sydney High School, the home of the Warriors, hosting Oxford in this Class C first round Section 4 playoff game. They've played three times in less than 4 weeks. And the first two games have been close. This game has been close. But Sydney has nudged their lead to 6 points at 40-34 with 37.8 seconds to go in this game. And Oxford with the ball. And Sydney putting on a press. Wonka. Off the double team, passes to Moore. Moore against Kozak. Now he drives in, and it's good. Ryan Moore with a quick basket. Took off 11, about 9 seconds. So a full timeout asked for by Coach Tim Davis. We'll stay right here, 28-6. Reminder that it's 47-35, Unitigo leading Green with 4:50 to go. But that's still in the third quarter. They've outscored the guys here with a quarter still plus to go. Score here is 40-36, 28.6 seconds to go. Sydney not out of the woods by any stretch because, first of all, Oxford's defense has been very vivacious. It's been aggressive. It's been tenacious. They've suffered some fouls. There are 8 fouls listed, so there's one more time they can put Sydney at the line for 1-1. With that in mind, Sydney's free throw shooters in 1-1s are 3-for-4 in the fourth quarter. Mike Cruz was 1-for-2. Mike Ward was 2-for-2. So Sydney in this game has shot 8 free throws and made 6. That's just like a week ago against Oxford. They were 12-for-16, 75%. Oxford's on the floor defensively. Andrew Golden, who's been in there the whole time. Number 15 is Ryan Moore. 30 is Paul Wonka, still with 4 fouls and alive and kicking. 34 is Cameron Heggie, the sophomore playing his first varsity game, and senior Ryan Moore. So, Sydney will inbound. Ward goes to Kozak, instantly fouled by Cameron Heggie on a fixed play, both offensively and defensively. So with 27.6 seconds to go, it's Bill Kozak at the line. Kozak 1-for-2 tonight from the free throw line. He's got 6 points, all scored in the second quarter. The 1-1 missed. And dive on the floor. Zimmer's got it. The lefty layup, that could seal it right there. Zimmer with 6 points. None bigger than that. Well, no, I take that back. The end of the third quarter was pretty big, too. 42-36 with 22.5 seconds to go. Reminder that tomorrow night in Harpersville, to see Harpersville Lady Hornets start defense of their Section 4 championship. They'll do that against Groton tomorrow night. 7 o'clock will be on the air at 6:45 with the... I almost gave the former sponsor from many years ago. Wow, Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show at 6:45. BG girls play tomorrow night at Tioga. Sydney girls play tomorrow night at the top seed Lansing. And Unitigo girls visit Moravia. So all of our other teams on the road tomorrow night. Oxford also is at Marathon. All right, 22.5 seconds to go. The inbound pass deflected by Hunter Sowersby, whose best sport is played where you don't use your hands. And, of course, I'm talking about soccer. 22.4 seconds to go. The inbounds pass comes to Golden. Golden up the side. And a steal by Sowersby. Sowersby trailed the play. Ward slowed Golden down. Golden put out his arm as a battering ram. And as he turned around, Hunter Sowersby was right there. 17.7 seconds to go. So in a two-possession game, one free throw in two tries will be all it takes for Hunter Sowersby. The shot is up, and it is good. 43-36, that's Sydney's largest lead now. Second shot is good. He's relaxed at the line, no doubt about that. 7 points, 44-36, long baseball pass to Cameron Heggie. And Heggie stayed with it for a lefty lap. He never got released of the ball as Bill Kozak came down and fouled him. Probably a good foul to commit, as it will make two free throws possible for Cameron Heggie. And as a sophomore on the varsity for the first time, not the easiest thing to do, but he gets two tries. First shot is short. He's got a three-pointer. And the second shot is good. So Heggie with 4 points. Kozak will be followed by Golden, and that'll be three, as the seniors like Ryan Moore, Justin Schrey, and Eric Dilfer, seeing their final moments on the court in a competitive game as a Scholastic player. 44-37, and Kozak back at the line. He'll get two more. And the first one is good. Second shot is good. Kozak hits his final two. He's got 8 points. 13 seconds to go. And a steal, almost a steal, by Hunter Sowersby. Ryan Moore will inbound it with 11.3 seconds to go. Inbound comes to Schrey. Schrey, in his haste to get a shot off, can't do it. No, now he fakes Zimmer and shoots and misses. Rebound Schrey. Throws it up for two more. Missed it. Golden at the buzzer. No good. And that will finish Oxford's season. Sydney survives, and I mean survives. Their largest margin of victory is here at the end at 46-37. Congratulations to both teams playing their hearts out tonight. This is the toughest part of the season when anything can happen, and one loss is all it takes for you to put the basketballs away for the year. But congratulations to Sydney for surviving, and they being down by seven midway through the third quarter, they really had to draw on some unlikely folks to come in, and they did the job, no question about it. We'll be back to wrap it up here and give our postgame awards as we also keep track of the Unitigo Green game. I am guessing we'll get... Oh, wait, we got one more update. Wow, it's still the third quarter. A minute 31 to go in the third quarter. 55-41, Unitigo by 14. All right, well, maybe by the time we're ready to end this broadcast, we'll have at least the third quarter update. So Sydney will advance. They'll play Unitigo or Green on Friday night. And we'll wrap up here how it all happened tonight, that they did win this game against Oxford. It wasn't easy, that's for sure. So stick around. It's Section 4 playoff basketball, the postgame on WCDL.
At NBT Bank, we think you're number one. For over 150 years, NBT Bank has been delivering the best in community banking. That commitment has resulted in some of the highest customer satisfaction ratings in the country. And it continues through our active support of every community we do business in. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit nbtbank.com or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank. Member FDIC.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD, calf or decaf.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat? Vanilla?
That's where Mang Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Mang Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Mang online at manginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Mang is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including NYCM Insurance, home office, Edmiston, New York.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Thank you and welcome back. Post-game here at Sydney, and most likely the only game Sydney will get to play at home being the 7th seed, but they were put through the paces yet again from their nemesis from Oxford. And the final tonight, 46-37, that was the largest lead of victory for the Warriors. Our post-game show on WCDO brought to you by Mang Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for more than 100 years and proudly supporting local sports on WCDO. By NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and proud to support the area's high school athletes. NBT Bank has served the community for more than 100 years. I have to make sure that I did include the last basket of the third quarter. I'm going to be doing the math live on the air, so I got to make sure I got that right. Let's see. First of all, 1, 2, 3. With all the starters out on the floor, I couldn't add up their totals. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5 for 5. Well, that should be 13. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, yeah. Don't mind me. Just doing some house cleaning. All right. Well, we found out Mike Ward didn't have 11 points. He had 13 points. All right. Kozak. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 3, 5. Okay. All right. For better or for worse, let's go through the totals. That's one thing. Playing the two sponsors, I don't get much time to add up my numbers. I do know Oxford's pretty well, though. I got that pretty well set. But let's recap the game real quick. People are gonna open up the paper tomorrow morning and say, "Oh, 46-37, Sydney won by 9." La di da di da. Well, no, that was the largest margin of victory, just like the two Unitigo losses. Their largest margin of victory were at the end each time when they beat Sydney, and this game was tied as late as 30-30. Now, one feather in Sydney's cap tonight, no pun intended. They held Oxford to 14 second-half points. This is after they scored 14 in the second quarter to tie it up at 23-23. They were led by Andrew Golden, who had 2 3-pointers, 4 2-pointers. That's a total of 14 points. 6 points for Justin Trey with 3 field goals. 2 field goals for Ryan Moore, 1 for 2 from the line for 5. Eric Dilfer with 4 field goals for 8 points. Cameron Heggie, in his first role as a varsity player, a 3-pointer, 1 for 2 from the line, and that is a total of 4 points. So let's add that up, 5 and 8, 13 field goals from 2 points, that's 26. 3 more is 3-pointers, there were 3 of those, that's 9 more, 35, and then 2 for 6 from the line for 37, and that is correct. Let's make sure Sydney's is right. Hunter Sowersby, 7 points, all in the fourth quarter, a 3, and 2 for 2 from the line for 7, including that monster 3 that put Sydney up for good. Damian Zimmer, I've got him down for 3 baskets and 6, but I have the feeling it was 4 baskets and 8. Let's continue on. John Wingate, one of those no-look baskets in the second quarter. He finishes with those 2. Mike Ward had 1, 2, 3, 4 field goals, 5 for 5 from the line. 5 for 5 from the line and 13 points. Bill Kozak with one basket. And 1 3-pointer, and then 3 for 5 from the line for 8. Brandon Walters with a basket, 1 for 1 from the line for 3. Mike Cruz with a basket, 1 for 2 from the line and 3. And Joe Mansell, an early basket, and he finishes with those 2. So based on Zimmer having 3 field goals, he goes 1, 2, and 7 is 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 is 26. 2 3-pointers. Would be 32. They would need 14 free throws. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. All right, so that seals that. It was Mike or Damian Zimmer with 4 field goals and 8 points. All right, 14 two-pointers is 28. 2 more three-pointers is 6. That's 34. And 12 is 46. Got it. 14. They were 12 for 15 from the free throw line. That's a very, very commendable percentage tonight. So, to be sure, Mike Ward, 13. Damian Zimmer, 8. Hunter Sowersby, 7. Bill Kozak, 8. Brandon Walters and Mike Cruz, 3. Joey Matzel with 2. Johnny Wingate with 2. And I think I got everybody. Hunter Sowersby with 7. I listed that. Yep. All right. MVT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner. Well, I'm going to go with a kid off the bench, Hunter Sowersby, with the 7 points in the fourth quarter. That was the difference in the ball game, no question about it. They were tied at 30 after three quarters, and he scored 7 of the 16 points. So congratulations to Hunter Sowersby coming in off the bench and coming in late off the bench and delivering, playing the entire fourth quarter and some of the third, and delivering the goods, and did a couple of nice things on the defense as well. For the Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, this one's going to be a little tougher, but I'm going to go with, actually I'm going to go with Mike Ward, because Ward had to guard Andrew Golden, and he also got a ton of rebounds. I was always calling Mike Ward with a rebound. Mike Ward with a rebound. So while Damian Zimmer and Bill Kozak had good games as guards, and Zimmer as a wingman, we're going to go with Sowersby and Ward for our two awards tonight. Congratulations to both of those gentlemen tonight, as Sydney will move on to play what we're expecting is Unitigo. And with 6:27 to go, it's Unitigo 60 and Green 44. 60-44 with 6.5 minutes left to play in the game. So assuming that that's going to be Unitigo, we'll have a rematch for you on Friday night at 7 o'clock, 6:45, with the Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show. Exciting action tonight. And you can hear the excitement of this game once again and anytime in about a half an hour as Joe Gardner uploads that onto WCDO Sports On Demand, WCDOradio.com. Click on the Sports tab, go to WCDO Sports On Demand, choose the game that you would like to hear, and then enjoy. Sit back and enjoy, and you can actually control where you go, kind of like a cassette tape without all the waiting for the fast forward. All right, it's an early finish here. Once again, Unitigo 60 and Green 44 with about 6.5 minutes to go in the ballgame. My thanks to Matt Hafley for updating us from Unitigo. Thanks to Joe Gardner back at the station. So that should do it until tomorrow night when we greet you from Harpersville at 6:45 for their game, the Section 4 Class C defense of the Class C championship. Will be Harpersville versus Groton, that game tomorrow night at 6:45. We'll try to get updates from other local teams. So for WCDO Radio Sports, the final score, let me give it one more time. Sydney 46 and Oxford 37. They move on to play most likely Unitigo on Friday. For WCDO Radio Sports, I'm Greg Davey. Have a great night.
Great hits from yesterday and today on your Tri-County Heartbeat. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.